Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ramble.
Hey, Basic Babes. Welcome back to your favorite podcast.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of, you know, Pretty Basic.
Pretty
Remy
Basic.
And I are here. We are FaceTiming away.
We're home. We're missing each other.
I feel like I've always been missing seeing everyone, but I feel like lately I've just, like, what is it like to just go visit a friend? You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like you, when we all eventually hang out again together, there's going to be like that awkward tension, like for the first like few minutes, where you're just kind of like, after the initial hugs, we're all going to be screaming. And then it's like that silence of just like sitting on the couch, like, so.
Like, so how do I do this? How do I socialize? Also, the part of me who like doesn't like socializing is thriving right now. But at the same time, I'm like, what is like an event where you go and like mingle with strangers? You know, like that's all I want to do right now. I'm like, I just like want, oh my God. So Taryn went to, she went to go pick up like a food order pickup real quick. And she said she was waiting and this girl was just talking like so much like to anyone who would listen.
Poor thing probably lives alone.
Yeah, no. Literally. Taryn was like, she said she was like kind of just not being annoying or obnoxious, but it was definitely a lot. Like you could tell people were kind of like, I don't know, just like looking at her weird or something. And then the girl finally, like the guy was trying to help other people, you know, working. And the girl just kept talking and like kind of like wouldn't like get a hint that she should probably like move to the side or something. And literally like the guy leaves and then the girl looks at Taryn and goes, sorry, I just need to talk to someone because I live alone. And Taryn was like, girl, I get it. It's okay.
She
like,
needs talk a YouTube your heart channel.
Out. Yeah. No, literally. I was like, poor thing.
I went out yesterday to go get groceries. And then while I was out, there's a Chipotle like attached to it. So while we were checking out, I just did like the app and I did the pickup order. So I was like, oh, I'll just like get it and then go.
That's what she did.
And so, yeah, it was like super convenient. And then when I went to go grab it, I had to wait a couple minutes for them to make it, obviously. So I was just like sitting outside and like there was a line of people. Everybody was 6 feet apart, obviously. And like everyone had their masks on. It was like super safe. But I was just like, I can't believe I used to just go out and grab food normally. Like this is like a normal thing. Like, oh, you could sit in Chipotle and eat if you wanted to. But like no one was allowed in. They would only bring the order out if you were like standing in your spot. But it was just like, it's only been what, like a month and a half or so. But it just, I forgot what it was like to be able to leisurely walk into like a Sweetgreen and eat your lunch and then go to a meeting.
Oh my God, completely. And also April flew by. Like my birthday was 20 days ago.
I can't believe, but it's so weird because March felt like the longest month ever.
March felt like a year. So long. And then April's so far gone by so fast. I'm hoping May goes by fast too, because then we'll be in June.
Wait, I have to tell you a really cute little story. My dad ended up like butt dialing me the other day, and I don't talk to my dad on the phone that often. Like we talk in person all the time, but like my mom and I are more so the ones that chat. But so he butt dialed me. So I called him back to like make sure that he didn't want to talk. And then he called me back again. We were just playing phone tag. And he was like, oh my gosh, I think this is like God's way of telling me that we're supposed to talk right now. So we ended up talking for like an hour. And he was like, Remy, when I was listening to Pretty Basic, he's like, it's so funny because I feel like I'm so caught up on your life. Like I hear everything going on. Yeah. I watch every vlog, but like you don't really know what's going on. He's like, I feel like I know more of what's going on with you than with Shane. And Shane lives with them.
Oh, Seriously.
And he was saying, he's like, when you talked about going to Borders and listening to the CDs, like, he's like, I remember that, but like, I never thought how big of a deal that'd be to you. Like, I was just like hanging out with my kid. He's like, yeah. It's so crazy how like these little things can mean so much and you can carry them on for your whole life. And so then he was saying that after listening to the episode, it made him think about how much he missed us and went and watched like old home videos. And there was a video of me when I was 3 years old. And I guess I always just like wanted to do arts and crafts and stuff. And my mom would always say, Remy, you can only play with scissors when you grow up, like only when you're older, because they're not safe. And so my parents have a video of them asking me when I'm three, like, Remy, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I go, play with scissors. That's all I wanted. Wait,
please make that a montage with all of your DIY videos you've ever made.
That'd be really cute, actually.
Yeah.
With the Hannah Montana song behind that's on TikTok. Yesterday's gone.
And it's like one of those fan edits that's like all dope and like all cool editing. That's hilarious.
Oh my God. It was cute.
Clearly we're just like catching up right now, but we wanted to do a little game because we used to be so good about playing games and then like, I don't know what happened.
I miss them.
So today we figured we would play Never Have I Ever Quarantine Edition.
I love it.
So basically, I mean, most of you guys know how to play it. We're just trying to get each other out. So we're going to hold up 10 fingers. You guys can't see what we're holding up, but we'll just say how like occasionally how many fingers we still have left. So
they can't see. I didn't think they can't about see. That.
They can't see us, but you we get the point.
We get the gist. Okay, we're doing 10 or are we doing 5?
10.
Okay. Okay. You kick it off.
Never have I ever made banana bread.
I knew that was going to be it. I must say, I've been baking up in the kitchen more than just banana bread. I started making healthy Twix bars, and they are, even Cal, who like doesn't like healthy stuff, ate like the entire pan. They are.
Oh my God.
I've been. Wait, I actually send me went the to recipe. The store. No. I bought 3 packs of dates so that I could make you one. Don't worry. That's why I went to the grocery store yesterday. Okay. So. Let's see. Never have I ever. I'm trying to think of things I haven't done because I've been having the most basic quarantine and things you have done. Never have I ever tie-dyed anything.
Okay. Never have I ever hooked up with anyone during quarantine.
I haven't. What are you talking about?
There's sometimes where I'm like, I'm so jealous of all these people with their boyfriends quarantined.
No. Like, well, think about it. It's like fun for a bit. And then sometimes you're just like so bored.
Like, well, also like, it's that is such a true test to your relationship.
I want to know how many
people are breaking up during all this. Or are they like purposely holding out so they won't be like have to move or be alone? You know what I mean?
That's a really good point.
I know. This is sometimes, a whole other combo. We can get into it.
Yeah, but we'll do that next episode. Okay. Never have I ever done a face mask in quarantine.
Ah, oh, dang it. I was like, I don't think I have. I was like, oh, no, yeah, I did. Never have I ever. Ooh.
I thought of one.
Never have I ever watched. Oh, I did watch Harry Potter. Dang it.
us like getting each other.
I know. We're like, oh, never have I ever taken out my extensions during quarantine.
Oh, never have I ever grilled an unconventional grilling vegetable.
I'm just like, I don't even know the specific time, but I know I've definitely like
your romaine. You grilled your romaine. I think about that every time I look at romaine now. I'm like, grill it.
I grilled it. Never have I ever drank a whole wine bottle by myself in quarantine.
Oh, damn it. Okay, wait, I found one. Okay. Never have I ever rearranged any room or furniture yet.
Oh, me either.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, close though. I ended up buying TK a new bed and we're setting it up today, so that will count for that.
Oh my God, cute.
I know. I slept on her air mattress once and then I was like, nope.
She was on an air mattress?
She's been on an air mattress this whole time. Because like our guest room was Taryn's room and then Taryn took that. And then we were always planning on getting a new bed and then we just never did. And the air mattress is comfy, but like it's not,
after a long time, yeah.
Especially because now I'm like, we're in this another month at least. So like, yeah.
I know. Isn't that crazy? How long do you think we're going to be in it? This is why we can't play games. We get so off topic.
I know. We get so distracted. I think for sure it'll get pushed one more time to LA for LA. And I was talking to Golia and he mentioned, he was like, I think they're going to have LA be a little longer too, because states that are already like not having to be self-isolating anymore. Like, they can't travel here. Like, if LA was open, people would come here on vacation.
Oh.
So, like, that's a whole, like, big cities like that have to think about that. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, people would come. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's
where no one's visiting, like, random.
How they're, like, changing. All
apparently Florida's already like normal, I guess.
I know Dallas too.
Beaches. Yeah, so it made sense on the whole like tourist side of it. I was like, that makes sense.
Mm. Anyways, okay, continue on. So sorry.
No, you're fine. Never have I ever cut my hair during quarantine. Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't cut it.
God damn it.
It looks like I did. Okay. Never have I ever journaled during quarantine.
Oh, bitch. She's I'm a been poet journaling. Now. I'm a full-on, like, writer. Yeah, I'm out for that.
She's
one.
She's an author. Her memoir is coming out.
It's coming. Never have I ever Googled things to do during quarantine. Have you done that?
I do that every day.
Oh, my God, really?
And then I don't do anything.
Wait, you should make one of those videos that's like, here's 40 things to do.
Things to do.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, do you remember the old things to do when you're bored videos we used to do all the time?
I was thinking about doing one. I've actually been working on one. I literally was going to say things to do when you're bored. And one of which I gave Cal a haircut. And then the other thing, I'm going to make spoons.
Make spoons?
I'm going to make spoons because I saw the Skinny Confidential uses this cute spoon all the time, which has like, it's like a clear resin spoon with like sprinkles inside. And this girl does it for like a business. And
well,
so I'm
also
gonna
people,
totally,
oh my God, yeah.
I'm going to give her a shout out. Like I'm totally stealing her idea, but more no, so yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I want to do it for myself. And so I bought sprinkles and resin on Amazon and a spoon mold. And I was like, here's my craft for the day. Oh, do you see my wall? I've been doing a lot of DIY crafts.
I love the wall. Oh, it's, my God, I love it.
An Instagram girl makes them. Teza.
Really? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I know her. Yeah. I don't feel like I have any room. I don't feel like I have any room. Wow, people. Sorry.
I think the game's over.
Okay, let me think of one last good one. Okay, last one for me. Never have I ever watched Tiger King.
Oh, my God.
I feel like everyone has.
Well, I'm out.
Wow, that was so fun. I hope everyone else loved that game that you couldn't even see our hands being up.
We're the worst.
We literally were just going back and forth on things we know each other's
done. Well, that's kind of do it, though.
Never have I ever kind of lame with only two people.
Wait, you're so right. Why did we think this was a good idea? Hopefully people at home are playing, so then it's like we're not alone.
Yeah. They could play with us, you know? We should have said that earlier.
Let us know when you got out, if you ever did. Well, today we thought we would start a new segment that we've been wanting to do on this podcast for quite some time, which we're going to call Pretty Pop Culture.
Ding, ding, ding. We'll figure out some sort of sound bit to go there with it, but like, so cute, right? Right.
I love, I just love pop culture, anything. Today, I'm going to feel like an E! News host, and we both have brought three stories that we found. I found mine mostly via Twitter /Netflix, and we basically just wanted to like keep each other updated on what's going on and also learn some new things. So, do you want to kick it off? You want me to kick it off?
Go for it.
Okay. Number one is David Dobrik. Did you see what he did?
Yes.
Was this one of yours?
No, it wasn't one of mine that I was planning on doing, but yesterday, after I gave TK her mattress, she was like, you guys need to watch this David Dobrik's new video.
I feel like I
fully love him, support him, subscribe, but I'm not like a diehard where I watch every single video, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I like all randomly go down holes where I watch it, but like overall I don't watch them like every single time. And we watched the video, and basically, if you guys didn't watch it, Rem can say it. Like, what'd he do?
He did a vlog. He hasn't done a vlog in, I think, over a month now, which is like the longest time he's ever taken a hiatus. Also, in case you don't know who David Dobrik is, he's like one of the biggest YouTubers. He came from Vine. He is like one of the few YouTubers that have like seamlessly transferred or seamlessly transitioned over to normal normal media. Yeah, traditional media. So he basically took a hiatus and he took a month off, obviously. A lot of his vlogs are centered around all his friends and people, and obviously doing that is not social distancing. So I totally, when the first safe at home order actually was instilled, I genuinely thought about David Dobrik. I was like, what is he going to do for vlogs?
Because yeah, I thought so too.
He can't really do much, at least his normal kind of shtick he does. So he just took a break, and he normally uploads 2 times a week. So he definitely has been laying low. He's been doing some stuff. I saw he fostered a puppy, which is cute. But
I know.
The puppy was so cute. He just came out with a vlog yesterday where it was sponsored with EA, and he went around all of LA giving out iPads and Max or not, what are, I get them all.
They're like Xbox Ones, PS4s, iPads,
MacBooks,
like in just like so many things. And it was so cool just seeing people's like response. And then what did he do?
And then he gave out, well, for next, he gave out t-shirts like David Dobrik merch that rolled up with $10,000 checks. And he gave out, I was trying to count, like at least like 15 of them.
There was at least so like many. Over 10. And I just like started sobbing because it was so cool seeing like he gave people those checks, and like you could tell they like needed it, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like I was just like I like started crying because I was like, this is beautiful. Like
he's such a good person.
He literally changed that person's like life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was just like insane, even after we watched the whole video. So yeah, there was literally, we were trying to think about it. TK asked me afterwards, she was like, how much money do you think was in total with all that? Oh, and at the three end cars. He gave 3 cars away. There were 3 Toyota Priuses, which obviously, like, I don't know how much of that was like Toyota and they just like had the cars, or if like he just like decided to do 3 cars with the money. But like we were trying to add up everything and I was like, that's easily over 100K. Like that is like, like with everything, because there were at least like what, $10,000 checks, like at least 10. So there was so much.
Those iPads alone were 10K at least too.
Yeah. Like there was so, with everything together, I was just like, that is like kind of what the world like needed to see. I don't know. It was just so comforting seeing that. But I loved that video.
I also wouldn't put it past him. Granted, I don't know how much he gets for a brand deal, but I wouldn't put it past him if a lot of that stuff he bought with his own money as well.
Oh, completely. I'm like sure. I wouldn't. Yeah, I guarantee he didn't even almost get anything from that brand deal. Like, which he just so had sweet. To go back into that. I know. Okay, this one you've probably, I know because you're dating Cal. Travis Scott's freaking concert.
The Fortnite concert, yeah.
The Fortnite concert. I feel like at first I saw that and I didn't think much of it, and then I reread it again and I was just like, that is genius.
Well, so I heard about it and then I didn't really think much of it. And then Cal was explaining that he watched it and he was like, it was actually way cooler than I thought it was going to be. So how did it work exactly? I'm still kind of confused. Basically,
he debuted like a new track with Kid Cudi in Fortnite, like at this concert. So basically, like you can see like people's users like down dancing. But it's like it's so, and it was crazy because I don't know if they just did like a live version of his performance or if they were just all of like the tracks that, you know, like his actual album. But it was basically this concert. So it was kind of like a live concert where like people came, you know, like to see it through Fortnite. And then he also released a new track.
That's like, really cool.
It's genius. And I was like, that's insane. Especially Rem and I went to his Astroworld tour end of 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was cool seeing like everything after having seen him in concert, and like it was insane. Like the visuals is what everyone was talking about, and how it was just like there was so much effects, and like it was really dope apparently. So it made me like want to watch it. I actually bought a PS4 because I was like, I want to play Kingdom Hearts and like play other video games, so like I'm like, I can play Fortnite now.
That's so interesting. He was saying that it goes on for like 3 days too. It's like a mini Coachella festival. Wait, was he supposed to go this
Yeah, Coachella? He was headlining this year.
Oh, I wonder if he just like took his set and did it on Fortnite.
I know. Part of me, I'm like, well, you know, all these the artists were already working on it. So I think that's like, it's just so cool. Something like that, like seeing how people are adapting to like needing to change things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like literally in Fortnite.
I think it's so interesting how like everything is going to change after this. Like, even if we get the okay to go outside and do whatever it may be, everything is going to change from now on. I also feel like I started thinking about it from now on, going out to the grocery stores and things after the safe at home order is lifted. I think I'm still going to wear masks around as a normal thing.
Well, even, you know, when we've traveled to Japan and Tokyo before, like, it's just so normal to wear masks. It's more of a considerate thing for other people. And I can totally see a lot of us incorporating that into our lifestyles, because it's true. It's like, even if you have a slight cold, like, why would you want to give that to someone? You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Little things like that. So I totally agree too. I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to do that. What's another one you have?
Oh, I have so many I want to talk about. Okay, next up, I was going to talk about Nikki Tutorials and Ellen. Did you hear about that?
Oh my God, yes.
I know. Long story short, I'm going to talk about a different one, but basically Nikki Tutorials has come out saying that she, after doing the Ellen show, had like an awful time and Ellen was not very nice and was really rude. After that, this whole Twitter thread came out about everyone tweeting about how awful Ellen is and how she like... She's just like apparently not a very nice human being, which is weird because she's so philanthropic and nice on her show.
Well, did you hear about the comedian? The other comedian?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. With the nail polish.
This one comedian basically came on Twitter and said, hey, like, if like I'll match $2 for every like bad story about Ellen that people like tweet. And then I was so like, people can do whatever they want to do, but I was like, that sucks in that situation, because it's like people could just literally be lying and true. Like then you like just don't know what's true or not. Yeah, I'm like, I will say I have heard some stories too.
I've heard stories from like friends. Nicest.
Yeah, I've heard like friends, like acquaintances of other people. Like I've just heard through the grapevine that like she's just hard to work with, I will say. But that is just, you know, something
alleged. We're not looking for allegedly. A pretty basic lawsuit here.
We're okay, not wait. Trying
I need
to get
tell
a pretty...
you the other story
oh.
though.
Oh yeah, so yeah, yeah. What is the other story? No. I'm fully here.
I walked downstairs. I feel like you're gonna be rattled too. I walked downstairs this morning. Cal was watching a video about this like crazy thing that just happened. Where I guess, do you remember the game called Cooking Mama?
No.
You okay? I was obsessed with it. On like it was more so like a Nintendo DS, 3DS kind of game.
Okay.
That's seriously, I'm not kidding, where I learned how to do a lot of cooking. Like it was mostly Japanese cooking. And so there's so many different things you could do in there. Like you would like flip the pan and you do all these like cute sauteing things and plating and you learn like actual recipes though. So that was like huge back in the day. And then since then it's gone on to other sort of like gaming. What are they called? Like a PS4, like an Xbox, consoles. So recently it dropped on the Switch, but it also changed from a different like company, like a different production company used to like make it. And then all of a sudden it dropped on the Switch. And also there's a YouTuber involved. There's a guy and I found him a while ago and I've been watching him forever and he blew up because he does the Cooking Mama. He'll basically like mirror it. He'll take the tutorial and then do the same thing like in real life and then kind of put them next to each other. So he got really big from that and he got wrapped into this. But basically a new company dropped Cooking Mama for the Switch and then within hours it was gone. Oh and people God. Were really confused and like not sure why. And people are pointing fingers at this YouTube guy because he said that he in a video, he's like, oh, I had like a hand in designing it. Da, da, da. But allegedly now they're saying that people would download the game. And then from there, they would like get into their like server and buy Bitcoin with it. I know, or something along those lines. Like there's like a huge thing going on. So I think it was Donkey's video. He's another YouTuber that Cal loves. But in his video, he put in some audio from them talking with the CEO of this like production company that made the new game that's like getting in trouble. And the guy was just like, I'm not talking until my lawyer is present. I'm not talking.
What? My God.
So that's what I had heard as of this morning. And I'm curious to see. It's just crazy because like I loved Cooking Mama. It was so fun.
That's insane.
And I don't know. It's just weird that it was only a couple hours up. Like also, had I known it was going to be on the Switch, I would have gotten it the second it went up. So I'm so glad I was out of the loop.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of the Switch, one of my stories is also in gaming. And do you know who Elijah Wood is?
Oh my God. Yes.
He's from Lord of the Rings, if you guys don't know. He's in a lot of other things too, but he dropped by a fan's Animal Crossing island to help him sell turnips.
That is so cute.
Like, imagine just playing this. Like, so this girl tweeted. She was like, she tweeted, guys, I tweeted my turnip prices and Elijah Wood just came to my island and hung out, crying emojis. This is the best day in quarantine yet. He literally DM'd her and was like, would you, would love your Dodo code to sell these turnips. That's so funny. Like, what the, like, it's just so cool seeing how a lot of celebrities are doing different things. Like he didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? And it's literally trending on Twitter.
I saw the funniest TikTok that like basically took all of her like little stories and put them into like a 15 second TikTok, and the song behind was that Animal Crossing song that goes no, and they were like running around the island together, like when you know how you can make them clap and like dance. It was just them like dancing together.
My god,
it was cute. That's awesome.
Okay,
my last one I want to talk about is a new show. Have you watched Too Hot to Handle?
No.
I was so, I have to take my word back. Ollie told me to watch it and I was on my high horse and I was like, I don't watch reality TV. Then Cal was like begging to start it and I was like, fine, whatever. It was incredible. I watched the whole thing in 2 days.
Oh my God.
It's a Netflix original. And basically they brought, I think it was originally 10. So it was 5 conventionally, quote unquote, the hottest people in the world. Five super hot guys, 5 super hot girls. And all of these people are known for being non-committal. They have like one night stands every night because they're so hot. They have trouble, like, you know, they don't want to lock it down. They're just like, they just want to have sex. Like, that's basically it. So they put all 10 of them on an island. No, they took all 10 of them and sent them to a beach. I think it was in Mexico.
It's always a beach.
It was just like a super like gorgeous beach. It looked like where they did like Revolve Mexico. It was so beautiful.
Oh my God.
And they all were there and they all think they're going on like The Bachelor or just like what are those other shows where they just go Paradise Island or whatever those like, you know what I mean? MTV like shows like that. So then they all get there and they're super stoked because they're just going to like hook up. They're like, oh, I have my eyes on this person. I have my eyes on that person. The sexual tension. Then they find out they cannot kiss or pet or have sex, otherwise they are going to deduct from their big fund of like money that they could win. So there's $100,000 and it can go to either one person, 2 people, however many people, whatever it may be, but every time 2 people kiss, pet, have sex, anything like that, then it deducts like a large chunk of money.
So you know, like if everyone's like, no, I haven't done anything. And then like it just goes and lower and lower. Down, it's like, exactly. Which one of you bitches are making this go lower?
Like, so it makes them all like turn against each other. Everyone's like mad at each other when like people are, and then like relationships are forming, obviously.
Well, because it's funny because like normally in reality shows like that, like only the people involved in a situation get upset, you know? But like everyone gets upset because all of the, like it's everyone a collective affects. Whole. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. That's actually genius.
It was so interesting. I felt so emotionally invested in some of them. Also, I found out that it was actually filmed a year ago. And so now it's just blowing up. One girl, she's so flipping hot. Like literally the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life. When she started, she was already an Instagram model. So in the first episode, one of the guys is like, what do you do for a living? And she's like, oh, I like do Instagram. And so when she went on, she had 300K. And then I started it, it just started blowing up. And she already was at 400K. As of yesterday, she is at 2 million. She gained a million in 4 days.
Imagine if she didn't like say that.
Yeah.
And that was so long ago. You know, like, that's so funny. Oh my God.
I was like wondering how long she was just probably like growing, obviously doing Instagram, but like probably pretty stagnant. And then once the show aired, it just like blew up. She's so hot. It is crazy. Oh my God.
That's insane.
It was cool.
Side note, did you ever watch The Morning Show like I told you to?
No, I don't have the Apple.
No, you didn't. You don't? You don't have Apple TV?
No. I've been meaning to sign up for it.
Okay, I'm going to let you borrow ours because I'm not kidding. We watched it again last night because we were finishing it with Taryn. It is literally, I think, the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. Is it so good.
Like a fake show? Good. Is it like a new show? I'm not sure. I've never seen anything.
It's like a drama, but it's about morning shows.
Oh.
So that's what I remember seeing. Do you remember the huge freaking billboard on Sunset?
For the morning show?
For the morning show?
Yes.
I remember thinking, I was like, is Jennifer Aniston like being a news anchor now? Like, yeah. I remember the ads for it literally looked like a normal morning show, but that was just, but it's a drama. It's so good.
Interesting.
Side note, you need to watch it. Second side note. Did you ever see Big Little Lies?
No. Oh, is that the one with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched the first two episodes and then I Googled what happened because I was getting scared.
Oh, okay. Well, Kim Kardashian literally just tweeted out the other day and was like, have you guys seen Big Little Lies? Like, it's amazing. And like the replies to it were so funny. Like, I also like sometimes never see shows that like were really big, but all the replies were like, do you know what year it is, Kim? Like, duh, everyone's seen it. Like, that was 2017. Like, welcome to 2016, Kim. Like, literally, like, so funny. So a lot of people were giving her shit for that. But it's funny too, because I was even late to watching that, but it's such a good show. So it makes sense why people were like dragging her, because they were like, hello, like, not only like
Didn't it win a bunch of awards?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, all of the actresses were like amazing in it. It was insane. But yeah, I thought that was hilarious because I was just like, oh my God, that's so funny. Twitter humor is just funny.
Like how in touch the Kardashians are with like trends and everything, but how out of touch they can be too.
Yeah. And I kind of get it because I feel like they're so on trend with everything. Like sometimes they don't care to be on trend about other things, but like I get it. It's funny. Like you'd expect her to like have watched that by now.
That one. I love when Kylie tweeted and like it's still such a meme. It's like, wow, just tried cereal with milk. Life changing.
Yeah. You literally. Everyone's like, wait, what?
Like that had to be plotted. That can't be real.
Or like she's with her friends and is like, watch, this is hilarious, and like tweets it, and then everyone's like giving her shit and she's like, they have no idea that we like are like laughing about this.
They're just trolling. I kind of love that. I hope that's how it was, because that's awesome.
Yeah, oh for sure.
Well, thank you for listening to our section of Pretty Pop Culture for this episode.
Ding, ding, ding.
We should do this more often, though, because all I do is scroll on the trending tab of Twitter.
Oh, Twitter is how I get all of my news.
I know. Well, my mom gets mad at me. Good and bad. My mom, well, because like, I feel like obviously regular, I don't know. There's obviously some bias towards like news channels depending on like how they swing, obviously, so that's interesting. But I feel like more than anything, Twitter's just so up to date. Like it's so much faster than the news.
I mean, even the other night there was an earthquake and I was like, earthquake. So then I go to Twitter and everyone's like, earthquake. And it's just like so it is even. Yeah, no, it's insane.
I remember one time there was I know what it was. I used to live in this apartment complex and there was a shooting in the plaza right nearby.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
It was in the marina. So it was like a nice plaza.
Yeah. So it's like it doesn't happen there.
Right. When we drove by, I was going out for ice cream and I drove by like the scene and there were like 50 cop cars and ambulance. Like there was so much, obviously. And so then I was confused and I tried to, like, I went home, immediately turned on the news on like my TV and was waiting around for it while also refreshing Twitter. And I found out what happened on Twitter within like 5 minutes and it didn't come on the news for 45 minutes. And ever since then I was like, okay, so there's a bit of, there's a bit of a lag. Also, everyone should download the Citizen app if you are curious.
Oh my God. I will say though, it gets you a little freaked out. Like even my Rings app, it's like this, like you can move somewhere and then you get one of those apps and then you realize like, oh, like there's stuff going on all the time. Yeah. Not like ignorance is bliss, but like it kind of is when you're like, you don't want to hear about all of the like crazy stuff going on.
Well, it's more so like when I'm at night and I'm alone and then all of a sudden it's like, wah, 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 and you look at your phone, it's like bike stolen 2 blocks over. So scared.
You're like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Although I do like too, because like on the Ring one, it'll like if there's a helicopter, someone will be like, hey, like heard an explosion. Like anyone know what that was? Like it's almost like a little community, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. It's like Waze. You know when you're like driving with Waze?
Literally.
Like, report the police here. And you're like, I'm driving Waze. I can't do that.
This is such like an adult thing. I'm like, oh, I never thought I'd talk about like
Waze. It's so true.
That's okay. So funny.
Well, moving on with this episode. Well, first of all, let us know if you want us to do more Pretty Pop Culture, because we would love to, obviously.
Yeah, and feel free to send us to be like, hey, like, I want to hear your guys' opinion on this. If you, like, see something that happens, I think that'd be cool to, like, hear what you guys want us to, like, talk about or mention.
I also think we should move on to a segment that we like to call Basic Biz, where, you know, we're basic babes. We love some pop culture, but also we are business women and we get a lot of questions, especially right now with everything going on with quarantine and everybody staying inside. A big question that we've gotten lately, and we get this all the time, but I feel like just it's amplified now, is just what are some tips that you have for starting a business, whether that's, you know, a YouTube channel, a podcast, a small business like an Etsy shop or something. Granted, we don't have Etsy shops, but just like what are some tips you have for someone who's starting a business?
Yeah. And what's cool right now is I think a lot of people are nervous to start things right now, obviously with everything going on. However, I feel like now's even just the best time to start that business you always wanted to, or start that podcast, start that YouTube channel, you know, because, you know, we are home, and not necessarily that, like, you have more time, but like in a way, I think it's just like an easier time to start it. And yeah, I think when it comes to like, first I'll start with like digital stuff. I think I've actually had a handful of friends who have texted me and they're like, hey, I think I actually want to start it. But the number one thing that they're worried about is that they're just like nervous, you know? And I think for a lot of people, they've always said, oh yeah, I would love to do YouTube, I just don't have time, or I'm not home, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, now we're all home. So now it's like, oh shoot, what's the real reason I'm not doing it? There's no excuses. But the biggest thing I've noticed is a lot of my friends feel like they are boring or don't have anything to talk about. Like they're not interesting enough. And I think that's something that's interesting, because when we started YouTube, you didn't have to, quote, be interesting. Like you just started YouTube because you wanted to talk about products, or you wanted to show your outfit. Like it was fun. It wasn't this like production where you needed to like set cars on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it is a lot harder to start now because you compare yourself. So I think my biggest thing I would say is just, one, try it. Like film a few videos without even planning on uploading them. Like just get in the groove of what it's like to film, finding your voice. Even like Rem and I could literally have the same footage of something and we can edit it completely different and give it a different vibe. So there's a lot more to it than just like talking. So even if you feel like you're boring, like you can still make something interesting with like the editing or the angles or like whatever, but it also doesn't have to be this huge elaborate like script, you know?
Totally. I think going with that, I wrote down find your niche. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's, in a way, I like the interesting thing makes so much sense, but I think everyone, no matter what the heck you're talking about, oh, I've talked about this with dating. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, but as long as you feel excited about it or you're interested in it, it's so much more interesting to listen to someone talk about that.
Yes. And like, I think that's what's crazy is a lot of people think, oh, like I have a passion for cleaning, like who's gonna wanna watch that? But like, you'd be surprised how many other people, like I've come across some weird things on YouTube. There's people who have like a whole channel dedicated to just like toys, or like there's like these other people who have like their whole channel is dedicated to
cleaning
plants.
There's literally cleaning videos.
Like you could find like such a specific, like I'm sure there's like a whole mayonnaise reviewing channel. You know what I mean? Like you can get so niche.
That sounds really good actually.
No, but I guarantee there's an audience for that. Like you just have to find your people, you know? So I think, you know, I don't know. I think it's like, don't be scared to be so niche.
Oh yeah. I think if you are scared of being uninteresting or just scared of, you know, something along those lines, like a personality thing, just talk about what you love, because automatically I can guarantee you're just going to light up, whether it's like socks or talking about the weather, like you're going to have fun talking about it. I think also a big thing to keep in mind is like neither of us, and pretty much everyone who has made it into a career, did not start with the intention of it being a career. I think when you set it up in your head to be a business, whether it's, I mean, granted, like this is more digital, not like an Etsy or something like that, but if you're just making YouTube videos and you're trying to do it for money, it's not going to work out.
No.
Absolutely not. So I think just do it because you love doing it, because you want a creative outlet, because you want to have fun. And then from there, then that's when you'll see progress in a fiscal, financial, from that standpoint.
Completely. And then going on the more like small business side, it's actually interesting. Sounds weird when I don't say TK. We were guests for her mom's class, because she's a professor at IU in the business department. So we actually like went on a Zoom class and we were just giving these mostly seniors just advice and stuff. And, you know, a lot of them are trying to get into the business world and we were just trying to encourage them and like tell them a little bit about what we do and stuff. And there was actually a few different clothing brands that were started by some of those seniors and stuff. And we were just giving advice and it was really cool thinking about it from that side. And I was telling them just like the truth from my side, you know, what it's like getting PR packages and working with brands. And I was saying, I was like, you know, my biggest advice is just trust your product so much to where you don't need to like you trust that like if someone's, if a YouTuber or influencer does get a hold of your product, that like they love it also. And like, you have to just be passionate about that. For instance, one of them was this clothing brand and they sent Charli D'Amelio a sweatshirt. She ended up wearing it on TikTok and it was sold out within like minutes. Wow. And I was like, think about it. Like, you took that chance by sending it to someone without any obligation to her. You weren't like, hey, you have to say this and you need to do, like, you have to, like, gifting and PR is so interesting. So I think to not be scared to do that. However, obviously you can't send your whole inventory to like, you know, people and influencers and hope that they share it. So I was saying, I was like, you know, maybe you only have like one or two free like wild cards that you do per month or something where you send them to someone with the chance of them showing it or something. And I think by now everyone knows that influencer marketing works. But the biggest thing is when you do send it to like don't have a script with it. Like the best thing you could do is be like, hey, if you want to tag us, please do, no pressure. Like that is the best thing you can do when it comes to gifting and sending your products and stuff. Other side, quick story. We had a fan actually was a waitress in New York and she got laid off because of COVID. So she ended up making really, really freaking cute tie-dye matching sets. Like I'm going to send you the link because it's so freaking cute. It's called Mad X, I think. She made us custom ones and then 20% or 10% of the proceeds go to families affected by COVID. And like the stamp she made for it is so cute. And I was just like the way that she sent it and was so like, hey, like if you want to, please, I just want to support you guys. And like sent like such a nice letter. And it was obvious she wasn't just like using us. She just like genuinely wanted to send it to us. Like that made me want to show it in a vlog. Like I haven't personally yet, but I know I'm going to because I want to support, you know what I mean?
That's so sweet.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, it's crazy. Cause I'm like, I'm sure she never thought that would be her full business, but like it is, you know what I mean right now. And, I think she's raised already over like $500 for like, for families and stuff, which I thought that was so cool. And I'm like, wow, you really never know what could come out of things, you know?
Or even like Chloris Creates, the girl that has been making our little dog, things like that. I think it's just like, be nice and don't expect anything in return, but also like put yourself out there. Also, another thing that I think could apply to whether you're in digital or whether you're doing a small business, whatever it may be, and I talked about this recently with Alicia, is just like figure out how you work best. Like turning it back to this podcast, we both kind of started out obviously not knowing how to do this. And throughout the process, we both kind of figured out how we work, whether it's in a YouTube, from a YouTube app like standpoint, or from the podcast, regarding just the podcast, I've realized that I can just come on and talk freely. And then I feel like I speak better. I'm able to kind of express myself a little bit better than when I come with like a full set of notes. If I come with a full set of notes, then I have to read every single one off. And I feel like if I don't read them off, then I get stressed and all these sorts of things. Whereas Alicia works better with a list, but we didn't realize this till we worked through it and did a few episodes, or a lot of episodes rather. Yeah. And we're able to kind of figure out how we function and how we work properly. So I think that works in anything, whether it's in YouTube, because like filming a video, do you have like a notes list and you hit all these notes and kind of things like that?
I used to a lot more so, but yeah, a lot of times we'll have like an outline, or even like sometimes when I do my voiceover intros, I'll write it out to like help me know what I'm saying. And where before I used to waste so much time just trying to like come up with it on the spot. So yeah, definitely. I've noticed I work way better when I'm a little more organized for sure.
Totally. I think, yeah, whether it's like a small business or something like that, just like figure out how it works best for you, how you function the best, how you can be, what is that phrase where it's work smarter, not harder?
Oh my God. That's been like my motto literally lately. And it's been so like, I used to think time and energy equals success. Like the more hours I spend editing a video, the better it would perform, where that's not the case at all. So I feel like I've gotten a lot better at realizing like what actually matters here. Would I love to sit for hours and make this video the best I personally think it can be? Yes. But at some point too, I'm like, it's more important for me to like let it do its thing and have a few free hours in the day for me to like focus on myself. You know what I mean? Instead of just like being a slave to things. So I think that's a huge, a lot of people try to just compensate when it comes to businesses or Instagram and all this stuff. And I think that's something to really think about too. And that's what makes YouTube so special, is that it's not perfect and it's just home videos and real people are making it. So like, don't let it lose its spark. Even like the podcast, like we could sit here and have it so like professionally polished and it can sound like an actual TV show, but like people don't want that. People want the realness. So like let that side show, you know?
Totally. Beautiful.
On Do you that have any other notes? Epic note. No, I actually didn't write notes for this.
Perfect. Oh my God. I came with notes.
That's so funny.
Oops.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
I will say I found myself getting nervous that I wasn't hitting everything, so I still stand by my point.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you liked these little segments. We've been meaning to incorporate them over the months, but we are really excited, and we love our basic babes. We love you guys. We hope that this week you're doing really well, and if you're not, that then you know what, you're gonna get through it, girl, because we all been going through some ish lately.
mm-hmm. Just keep pushing through, and the light's at the end of the tunnel.
Light is at the end of this tunnel. Shine bright. Okay, love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.